this nation has
there are
been.
Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako. Friends call me Dollar Bill. After this, just this month, I think I'm $2.
Yeah.
$2 Bill.
Oh, at least a buck 380.
$380.
Yeah, at least.
That's Troy Harmon, really smart guy. He's got a lot of designations. Next to him is John Dixon, another smart guy with a lot of designations.
That is true. John is...
Well, you're a CPA, CBA.
I'm a CFP now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. that's a recent one. No,
that is a recent
month,
one.
Right?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think he's got one on you, though, right?
He does, yeah. I got to
so
catch
it. You're just a CFA.
A CVA.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah.
All
that means
I
you guys can take
a
tests.
Bit.
That's all that means.
That's pretty much it. We were smart one day in our life.
Yeah. I'm just a CFP.
And you were smart one day
it.
In your life. Yeah,
you know, it's like you're pretending to be an accountant.
That's all you need.
There you go. Yeah, buddy.
All right, so besides we need to update the opening, you know, because we have Obama on there, not Trump. We need to add a little Trumpism. He's in Davos, man. Come on.
Yeah. There we go.
I don't know if that matters or not. I really don't care.
I don't think it really does matter at this point. We talking about politics. We had some more. Brush up last week. We had the government shut down and the market is
up. I was crying. I mean, I was so broken up.
Up 1.37. Well, you know, locally we did have a bit of an impact. We had some of our monuments downtown, plus the national park up here in Kennesaw. They closed the bathroom. Can't go to the bathroom. Sorry, guys.
You
can still
me?
Walk around in the park. They allowed folks in, but they wouldn't let you go to the facility. So it's more than just the bathroom. There's a little presentation or two
kind
at the park.
What kind of logic does that make?
It was a soft close. They also said they were going to leave. The military still had to report, but they couldn't do any maintenance on any vehicles or weaponry, I assume, unless it needed it real bad, I'm sure. But, yeah, very, very soft.
I think if the
close.
Military has to report and not get paid, our Congress people should probably report and not get paid.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, well, they'll all get paid at this point.
Oh,
but,
of course.
And
but
you noticed the timing of it.
Right.
It was after the 15th and
right.
Before the end of the month. They get paid twice a month, and they didn't miss a beat. But I didn't even really get close relative to some of the others we've seen in the past. But
well, the next potential deadline is going to be near tax season, so we want to make sure that that everything gets passed.
Yeah.
And
yeah. They can't make a long-term agreement because they can't these days they can't agree.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, as long as they disagree and can never come to consensus and the market keeps going up,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
There is that. Speaking of the market going up, year to date, 6.1% on the S&P 500.
Yeah, that's an annualized rate of return of what?
100,
which is not going to happen.
Yeah, 124%. I
don't
think it is.
Hold your breath.
No, you should definitely not. In fact, you know, I've done a good bit of work on some numbers. Just we don't really put a whole lot of time and effort into forecasting. We do know the statistics long term, and it's strange how year after year you can still those statistics might move just a little bit, but you can still pretty much count on what we have. Last year we had a return 21.82% in the S&P 500, which is about double the long term average. In fact, a little better than double. So. Looking just this week at how things have gone, 1.37% added to the S&P 500. Consumer discretionary is up 2.9. Everything's positive. That's the good thing. We've got 11 sectors now. Real estate was the most recent addition, which it was up 2.43% this year. Year to date, like I said, 6.1 on the overall market. Consumer discretionaries is the new leader. Technology all of last year was just kicking it. We had over 38% in the S&P S&P 500 information technology sector. We're still up 709 on the year, so still not bad. Utilities are negative total on the year, negative 3.1. It's interest rates. Yeah. You look at what we have. I mean, I've got the numbers here. Treasury, the 2 years up 5 basis points, the 5 years four basis points on the 10-year, 30 years up 2 bips. It seems like we're getting still just a creep toward flattening a little more all the time, up more or less across the board, but 2.09% on the 2-year treasury, 2.92 on the 30-year treasury.
How wide is it normally? What's the normal spread?
Well, it's hard to say. A lot of it, you know.
That's code for he doesn't know, by the way. Well,
that's part
of it. Is
this live? It is live. Okay, yeah, right now we're only – usually the spread that we look at is the 2 and the 10. Right now it's about 55 basis points. Normally it's over 2%. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's – but think of it. Yields are – barely 2% right now. So yeah. Yields altogether are, you know, just not very robust. So got some economic news we can talk about. You know, even though those mortgage rates have climbed a bit during the last few weeks or months, we saw mortgage applications increase, purchases have increased 6.1% on the mortgage application index, the MBA mortgage applications. Refinancing still up 0.9%. How in the world do you refinance at 0.9% when interest rates are up just slightly?
Because you were still holding a 5% mortgage?
I guess, but I mean, how in the world does that happen, Bill?
That happens. And look, you know how this works, right? Long as rates continue to go up at a steady but moderate pace,
right,
people will earn into it, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
It's when it goes from 2.66 to 4 overnight that all of a sudden you can't afford to buy that new house because rates just went up.
Well, and if you have some folks with the equity line now, it's not going to be tax deductible, so maybe they're refinancing to
is that true for
in.
Old equity lines?
It is.
Okay. So they just did away with it completely.
Gone. So
so why do they grandfather in the people who had $1 million worth of mortgages? Who knows? Because it's the government?
It's the government.
Yeah, I got
somebody asked somebody to pull some strings and get something approved. But
yeah.
Yeah, you might see a lot of people end up going and getting margin loans now instead of the equity lines.
Oh, that's interesting. But you can only deduct your margin interest up to the point that you have.
True, but at least it's the deduction, whereas the equity line's not deductible anymore.
Well, that's true.
So you have to see what your after-tax cost would be for a margin loan versus a equity line. I mean, if you're getting a lower rate with the equity line, then
right.
It might be
and
more
and you're getting
beneficial.
Dividends off the account, so they wash.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Of course, the margin loan get you.
Oh, there's a lot of interest on a margin loan usually. And,
no,
and
no,
the bad
not
thing
the interest,
is
man.
It's
when
the
market
leverage.
Tanks.
Yeah,
yes,
the leverage is the worst part. Yeah. But they're definitely higher interest than a HELOC, I'm sure.
Although I remember 08, 09, I had a $48,000 home equity line of credit that I didn't take my own advice and get the 10-year line, you know. So this was an annual renewable line. I never recommend that, by the way.
Yeah.
They called it. They sure enough did. Yeah. We need our $48,000, please. Stroke me a check.
Yeah.
Or we'll take your house. Here's your check.
They can't take it over the first mortgage, though, right?
Well, true enough. But I happen to have the first and the home equity with the same bank.
Same group. They might not want to do that either.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Well, look, I just wrote the check.
Yeah.
We're not really. But the point is that, you know, you want to be careful about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and the margin works against you when the market's tanking, you know, they'll come calling or they'll sell your stocks.
They'll call a time or two, and if it gets bad enough and you haven't called them back, they do not ask anymore.
They will sell.
Yep,
take care of it.
Cover their interest for sure.
Yep.
Definitely something you want to discuss with your tax advisor and your financial planner. So.
Completely. Yeah. Yes.
You should understand that whole process fully before you go diving into that. A lot of risk.
Still recommend
pointed out.
Getting an equity line of credit to have available, even though it's not deductible. I wouldn't use it. But it's emergencies, right?
Yeah.
Stuff happens because a bank will not lend you money.
When you need it.
That's right. And by the way, we all know that because we lived 08, 09,
yeah,
2010. No heck, it took probably until 2013.
Before they started loosening that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, supposedly,
we're
the
not
banks
back
have
to,
plenty of money.
Well, we're not back to giving away money like we were.
Oh, absolutely not.
Not yet.
Yeah, the credit standards are still solid. And I think they'll stay that way just because they made so many changes on the regulatory side.
Yeah.
I always thought it was funny that they changed the rules and then blame it all on Moody's and S&P ratings.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not my fault.
That's right. All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. This is the Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.